Hey, Pappy, I'm gonna let the ag game now, Zane. I don't want them happy eggs, don't get mad at me. I tell you that from the gate. I am just so grateful. I want to thank the committee for keep calling me back, because this is my 26th convention right here in a row. Come on! If you knew, welcome to NA. And that's not kind of synonymous. You know what I mean? So when I got here, I was a little slow. I may have gotten the N, but I may have missed the A. So I want to broaden it. Listen. This is a wonderful way to live, you know. I'm just so grateful that I ain't take a hit today. You know what I mean? Any Even my sponsee there, I've met him in the penitentiary. Can stop using, lose desire, and find a new way to live. I wish I could say something real deep. You know. But listen, I'm not going to ask anybody to necessarily agree or disagree with my experience, strength, and hope. Just be open. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't that deep. But I'll tell y'all a secret. I found a way out, right? I get a little excited. I got so much passion for this thing. You know what I mean? So I get a little excited. I've been drinking water. I'm trying to slow down because, you know, when you get my age, you got to go pee a lot. Come on, man. I'll be trying to save it a little bit of a soccer. You know, something might happen for me later. I don't know. Might be a little backup. You know. But listen, this is what it says to me, right? And I got to tell you the story because I see some of my home people here from Philly. And most of my life, people called me Nazim. In Philly, I'm Nazim. So I was living in D.C. here. And I was living in a shelter, and the guy says, "Man, aren't you a veteran?" I said, "Yeah, because all I had is one pair of dirty fatigues, right? Might as well be a veteran." So I said, "Yeah." He said, "Man, you can go down to the VA and get some help. It's free for veterans." I said, "Yeah. Okay, cool." So I went down there on 51st and Irving, somewhere down there. And went down there, and I said, "Look, I need to get a program, man." He said, "All right, brother, what's your name?" I said, "Nazim Abdullah McKitt." Because all right, he said, "We can't find you in the system." He said, "What's your service number?" I said, "What?" I said, "Man, I just took a hit a little while ago. I've been smoking PCP, talking about, remember what happened in 1964. I thought he was playing with me. I said, "Man, I don't know." He said, "Well, look, calm down." He said, "What was your name when you started getting high?" I said, "Denton Curtis." He said, "Man, go sit down, nigga." White boy, too. It's all right. I need a place to sleep. I don't ever want to go back crawling on the floor, looking at rooms for something I didn't even use then. I wish somebody here knew what I was talking about. So listen, what I'm going to do is share some of the pearls that I've applied, because it says in our traditions, only after understanding and application will it work. So you can come in here and intellectualize this process and get stuck on a couple of those favorite cliches like, "I'm still working on this shit, still stuck like Chuck," you know. But I'm going to tell you some things that I use, right, that like is still working. Man, I'm just so excited that I know how to live, because that was a gift. See, when I got here, right, because I do not have a drug problem. I do not have a behavioral problem. My problem is I got the disease of addiction, which is that something that's inside of me that's always manifesting itself. So I'm just so grateful you guys gave me a strategy on how to keep it under arrest. And I ain't trying to be no bells bonding with it either. I don't care what my shit say. I come up with a formula. The first 15 thoughts that I get, I know it's bullshit. I ain't going to even act on it. It's all covered and possessed by self-centeredness. I just try to get my shit off the top first, you know. So I gotta wait at least thought number 17, Nas. Get out, you know. But listen, on page 19, this is what I read. It said, "Nas, your only hope is to follow the example from someone who's faced with the same dilemma that you have, the disease of addiction, but who found a way out. Now, what I've become aware of over my 9,381 days in a row, But I become aware of that there's two types of members here. There's a member like we all are collectively when we said we are part of the third tradition. But I tell you the truth. I've seen people in here with 5, 10, 15, 20 years go back to using. They may have been aware of a way they were out, but they sure wasn't trying to stay on that path. But I'm talking about the other member. That other member. See, when I read our basic text, our literature, it says we decided, we admitted, we sought that member. The ones who are in the literature, the ones who's in the spirit of this program. We changed our ideas, attitudes, behaviors, and beliefs. We don't use no matter what. I'm talking about the we. You see what I'm saying? So I recognize the importance of staying away. And the good news for this group, everybody got a chance to be a we from here on out. Because see, somebody in this room, unfortunately, will not be here next year because you're going to die. Somebody just died today. Already. A lot of us have yet to have a spiritual awakening, and spiritually, we're still dead. I say we because it's a collective thing. Because there is no me without you. I don't get it twisted. So this spiritual program is an awesome thing, right? And see, what I like about it, this program, these steps and traditions are so wonderful, right? Now, the first thing, like, the cause of the we, there's two things I want to give you that I think is powerful. The first thing in here, I'm telling you, learn how to live. In here, because this is a teaching program, pay attention. In this program, in your process, pay attention. And here's the second one. Follow directions the first time given from someone who believes in you and was to help you in your recovery. I guarantee you, if you do those two things with sincerity and commitment, you're going to suffer so much less than what you're going to suffer if you sponsor yourself. Now, I tell you, when I got here, I was so miserable. I was so unhappy that talking about suicide was not an abnormal thought or conversation. My life was so dark, fam. I need you to understand what I'm saying here. I'm talking about, like, it was so dark. 21 years of suffering. Day in, week in, month in, year out. 21 years of suffering. I was so miserable. But guess what? It only took me 12 steps to get out that shit. Boy, I'm telling you, listen, I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be happy. Now, I don't know whether or not you know if you're an addict or not, but you're in here, and this is your first journey, and you've been here for a while. If you're unhappy, you're still stuck. You see, because you said, Nazim, you're only, you got the authority, brother. You're the only one that can make you happy. And you all showed me some ways, right, how I would never put the key to my joy in somebody else's pocket. It ain't gonna happen. Look, that's over. You said, now, Nazim, these steps, these spiritual principles, look at us, look at the we. Man, look what we're living in. This earth is living beyond his imagination. I've been exceeding my own expectations. I'm just so grateful. I wish I could say something to make some sense to somebody up in this yard and say, I deserve to be happy. But it takes courage. Here's a pearl. I had to learn to say what I mean what I say. But listen, never say it meanly. You all said, Nas, pay attention. You said, these steps are the bomb, they're awesome, they're life-changing, these spiritual principles. When you practice recovering, you start easing your pain of present living. It's so deep. But guess what? You can't take one of these spiritual principles and apply them in your life to change your past. The shit don't work in the past. Don't get it twisted. You ain't got to become an NA, what do you call it, Nazi or authority or PhD in the shit. I'm telling you, the shit ain't going to change that shit you did back when. Also, you can't say, well, I'm going to take step 9 and on October the 14th, I'm going to apply it in my life and get some relief right the fuck now because I'm caught up. It doesn't work. The only opportunity for you to get some relief from yourself is by applying spiritual principles right the fuck now. That's why I like counting days. But it is 25 years, 7 months, and 6 days. Because I don't want to get too many days, too many years, and not enough days. You see, I deserve to be happy. Now, since I know that I can't change that, and I also know that me and tomorrow will never be in the same place, and I know that everything that breathes, it ain't for 60 minutes in an hour. So I'm going to tell you, like, how to help you. I can take 15 of my minutes of my hour and try to work your recovery, tell you what you should be doing. I spent another 20 minutes of my goddamn hour worrying about some shit that ain't fucking happened yet. Then I can mess around and get another 9 minutes, right, arguing you about some shit that ain't got nothing to do with me. By the time the smoke clear and the dust settle, I got 7 minutes left of my hour. I want to know why I'm still stuck in the same place with the same feeling. I'm a praying kind of brother. Prayer is a wonderful thing, but good things come from those who work, not who run. Been here 10 or 15 years talking about any given day my self-esteem is low. Fuck. Get away from that person. Get away from that person. Shucks. I'm trying to stop cursing. So when I think the kind of relationship I got with my disease is always checking in to see how I'm ready to check out. Or at least check in and hang out with them. Man, I'm so tired of me. Listen, here's the thing about these steps, and it's a wonderful thing. But see, this is the good news about these principles. See, it takes courage to be happy. I have not had a serious argument over 20 years. Listen, I refuse to spend time on things that are a waste of time. And that includes people and places. Listen, they say, Nas, they say, you'd be a much better person if you become yourself. As a matter of fact, you might as well be yourself because everybody else is already taken. I said, okay, that's deep. I said, well, even my man Obama, right, he should say, yes, we can. Yes, we can. That's the way. Well, yes, we can. But how? Tell me how to cop. I know we can get better, but tell me how. Let me tell you how you can be happier. Okay, take this. If you work these steps, right, and like get honest with you, like first stop lying. The cat's already out the bag. You finally admitted that everybody, that you agree with everybody else, said that you fucked up. You all that shit that they say, plus the stuff that everybody really don't know, what the other person knows about the shit you've done and who you really are. So give yourself a break and say, I'm fucked up. A 4 step could be done on a napkin. Just write, I'm fucked up. I mean, listen. So now that we know, right, these steps, right? So once I start working these steps, right, and I'm talking about having a spiritual awakening as a result of the steps. See, it's a spiritual program, so I don't get physical because it sounds contemporary with the outcome. I'm saying when I hear jails, institutions, and death, I look at it reverse. When you come in here and you're spiritually dead, wow, you can end up in institutions and jails. And for a bonus, you might fuck around and leave this place earlier than you want to. So that can happen also, but I'm just saying, ain't nothing worse to me than getting up every day and being unhappy. See, I'd rather have peace than be right. See, I deserve to be happy. Can you imagine loving somebody? Let's give a name. Significant other, kid, uncle, mother, wife, you know, IRS, any of them. Could you imagine? Listen, can you imagine you waiting for somebody else to get their life together so you'll be fucking happy? Look, my son called me one time, right? He said, Dad. I said, calm down, Miles, what's going on? He said, man, I got a shut-off notice. Oh, I said, calm down, man. I said, shut-off on what? He said, on that shit. I said, man, you calm, ain't that deep, man. He said, it is. I'm in school. I got to go to work. And I said, man, it's not that important. He said, it is, man. I can't be having lights. I said, Nas, it was that important, you'd have paid it. I said, let me know how you made out.
If you choose to, and what you're doing is working for you, keep doing it. I'm going to my house. I said, I got a right to be happy. I didn't make this world. I can't change it. I can't cure it. But if I want some joy, I better learn how to live in it. So I had to mess around and come in here and embrace this process. Because there's a lot of people in here, man, still selling pills. You know what I mean? Replacement drugs. Letting the doctor convince you. Stay in the habit of taking something to get you outside yourself. Then he said, wherever you're trying to get to, you've got to go through. So don't be getting upset because you're feeling a little something, something. Feel it. And keep it moving. Because on the first, the rent is still due. I don't know if I'm making any sense in this crowd here. I'm just saying. It ain't for 60 minutes an hour. Can you imagine that you are talking about I'm short again? You want somebody to respect you, your wife to follow you, and she can't rely on you? I ain't never seen a disease like the disease of addiction. I had in my sister, I said, you got to quit smoking. You got nitroglycerin in your chest. You had two heart attacks, a couple strokes. You spending $250 a month on cigarettes. You don't know how hard stopping cigarettes is. Let me say something to you. I ain't never seen anybody talking about, you can take my kids, I can't find a cigarette. They're getting away from my smoking. I ain't never seen a disease take a man. Come in here, get clean. Even though he knows he got kids across town, but he's still so self-centered he won't support them. I'm saying, and you want to know why you're unhappy? See, the big difference between my net worth and my self-worth. See, at the end of the day, the steps say, not. You can be happy with all extra stuff. That's going to rob you of a lot of peace. But I've learned in here that if I chase my passion, money will chase me. You see what I'm saying? Look, I ain't made this world. And I ain't got to have what you think God needs in order for me to be all right with me. I am my best friend. Might as well be, because I'm going to be with me in my last dying breath. I had a couple of wives on, but I'll be with you to death do us part, even if we even had papers. I don't know where them people are. And when they show up, we don't ask, but I don't go back. Because I know the best is yet to come. Yeah. Listen, I got a new life. Yeah. So I ain't been arguing. We've been together a little while now. So I said, she says, you got life, and we break up, I won't even bother you. I said, what? I said, she was saying, Joe, Shorty was serious. I said, come on. I said, are you serious? She said, yeah. I said, sit down, let's talk. I said, listen to me. 25 years ago, the woman that I was with then, and we separated for whatever reasons, and like, you know, life is life, and the next month of that was so much healthier for me, because I learned from my relationships. You see, because I say I'd rather have peace than be right. You see, and the one after that one, it was nice. And the one after that one, man, it was so lovely. She even became a missionary and said, well, I'm going to keep traveling, trying to save people. I said, shit, I'm 56 at this time. I need to keep fucking moving. Look, and I love you too, but like, you know. Man, I'm telling you. Listen, the lady who says she's my wife, and we had a different place today, but anyway, the lady says she's my wife. I said, honey, you are the best wife I've ever had in my life. I've never had a woman treat me as good as this lady that I live with today. But I told her, I said, honey, don't take this the wrong way. If you do, don't worry about it. Call somebody in your family. Give you some help. I said, listen to me with all my heart. If you decide to do something else, the one after you will be a motherfucker. I'm telling you, let me say something about these steps. Once you become yourself, right? And when this energy thing works from the Creator, you're going to start attracting people just like you. Yeah. I'm telling you, man, they're going to be so much of you, and they're going to be to make the relationship work, but they learned how to raise their acceptance, lower your expectations, keep this shit moving, ain't nothing that goddamn deep. I'm just saying, I'm just so grateful that I found my college anonymous. Because we come in here, can you imagine you coming in here, been here 15 years, talking about, yeah, I'm still working on how to manage my money. Get away from them. Yeah. This is what I said to me once. We got together, and she says, like, she yelled at me. She said, I said, oh, excuse me. She said, what? I said, are you being mean to me? She said, what? I said, you're hollering at me, and it hurts. See, when you holler at this addict, knots, I don't know where they come from. But, see, because I'm very defiant, oppositional, I'm crazy as a motherfucker, and I'm emotionally disturbed. So, that's not going to change. I just learned how to manage it, because I'm going to tell you what I discovered after 9,381 days about me. Take this. I said, you're being mean to me. Don't be mean to me because I got to remove myself. And depending on whether or not you get to the point where you become annoying, it will determine how long I stay away. No. See, if you can't appreciate me, you'll never love me. And I can't allow you. See, because I got to have peace while I lay my head. Look, I deserve to be happy. So if you leave, I ain't going to worry about what you're taking. When I left the one before that one, she said, you're not going to leave me no kind of dishes. I went to the kitchen, got a plastic fork. This is all I need. Think I get hungry on where I'm going. Because I'm telling you, when you by yourself, and you're a good person, and I can tell you some benefits and some gifts that's going on, I'm even mad. Oh my God, but when you be yourself, don't worry about whether or not your rent going to get paid or you're going to have to repossess your car. Keep your shit moving. And I'm telling you, be yourself, because the right one is just waiting for you to get away from all that foolishness. But it takes courage to be happy. Most people with without a relationship is unhappy. But see, that's why I keep coming back in here, because I need the reinforcement. Because I deserve it. And I need you guys. This is a wonderful way to live. So unfortunately, a lot of people come in here and like, will waste your time. They haven't learned how to stop lying or to tell the truth. I mean, why lie today when you can be yourself and you just kind of keep it moving? And like, I've been blessed. It took me 42 years to get out of West Philly. I'm not boasting. I've been to 53 countries, 5 continents, 9 world conventions, and everywhere I go, it's people like us, man, loving me, embracing me, and gave me some opportunities. Things are still going on, man. If I only knew! If I only knew! Don't worry about it. You have fun. Hit it. You ain't gotta marry it. You're an animal, Nas. Just be prepared for the consequence. And they ain't always bad. Quit mind other people's business. And when people get in yours, don't be rude. Just keep moving. They ain't that deep. Sparkles ain't that deep. I don't know if I made any sense. But I'm telling you, you have a gift of life. You remember AI? You remember to say, don't leave before the miracle happens? The first guy here. Let me tell you about this for me. That miracle. When I didn't have to figure out whether or not I should take this $5 and cop or get some chips. When you live to use, it wasn't no choice on where the money don't go. Has nothing to do with kids, family. Don't be confused because you got a couple things now. The miracle happened for me when I no longer had to choose between them or me. Kids, spouses, in-laws, outlaws. Every time, here's the gift. Every time I found myself in trouble about anything, is because I wasn't able to have self-control. That means my time is up. And I said, that's what I said in closing. Self-control is essential. People relapse because they lose self-control. Because of praise 79, we've never seen anybody. I said anybody relapse within this program. It's impossible. It's impossible to relapse. The only one of us that will use again is the one who refuses to do what we do. If you want what we got, you better pay attention.